From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A federal judge on Friday sent President Donald Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, to prison for tampering with witnesses. Warren Levinson of the AP reports Manafort attempted to influence the testimony of two government witnesses while he was out on bail.
A federal judge in Washington revoked Paul Manafort's bail and ordered him jailed pending trial. The former Trump campaign chairman is accused of money laundering and making false statements. He'd been free on $10 million bond, but prosecutors working for special counsel Robert Mueller charged Manafort attempted to influence the testimony of two government witnesses. A superseding indictment alleges Manafort and an associate tried to persuade the witnesses to say he'd never lobbied in the U.S. on behalf of the ousted Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych. Manafort's trial is scheduled for September. I'm Warren Levinson.
Meanwhile, President Donald Trump is going ahead with 25% tariffs on $50 billion worth of Chinese technology imports. Trump on Friday followed through on a pledge to crack down on what he considers to be unfair trade practices by China, imposing tariffs on goods that contain industrially significant technologies. Joe Foudy is an economist at New York University.
You know, the real risk is that this turns into tit for tat and it grows and it grows, or that it more broadly signals tension that leads to less investment, you know, weaker business ties.
A spokesperson from China's Ministry of Commerce said, "We will immediately take tariff measures of the same scale and intensity. All economic and trade outcomes of previous talks will now lose effect." President Trump dismissed those comments, saying the U.S. had lost a trade war with China years ago. He said he had spoken with China, and they are very happy, perhaps not as happy as they used to be. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump continues to try to blame Democrats for actions that separate children from parents when families are caught illegally crossing the border with Mexico. Speaking at the White House Friday, the president said the current policy is the result of the Democrats' cruel agenda. However, the facts do not back up the president. On Capitol Hill, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi noted, the Republicans control both houses of Congress and the White House.
And they know this is shameful, so they're passing it on to others. They control the White House, the House, and the Senate. They could accomplish anything they set out to do if they cared, but they don't care.
Meanwhile, Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who instituted the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy, said in Pennsylvania the administration's goal is to end illegal immigration.
Whatever you think about the numbers or how what it should be accomplished, we think it ought to be lawful. People should apply, conduct themselves properly.
The administration has come under fire for reports that children are being separated from their families when caught entering the country illegally. The Associated Press reports nearly 2,000 cases of such separations. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani on Friday telephoned leaders in neighboring Pakistan to confirm a U.S. drone attack this past week killed the leader of the outlawed Pakistani Taliban. The confirmation came one day after a U.S. official told VOA a drone strike late Wednesday in the province of Kunar had killed Mullah Fazlullah, the head of the Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan, commonly known as the TTP. Pakistan said Friday that Afghan-based terrorists, meanwhile, conducted multiple physical and fire raids on security outposts, and three soldiers were killed. The attack occurred in North Waziristan border district and triggered an intense gunfight between assailants and Pakistani security forces. Pakistan has been building a fence along the nearly 2,600-kilometer, largely porous frontier with Afghanistan to deter illegal crossings and terrorist infiltration in either direction. Portuguese football star Cristiano Ronaldo scored three goals to lead his nation to a 3-3 tie with arch-rival Spain at the World Cup in Russia Friday. Ronaldo opened the scoring with a penalty and got his second goal in the 44th minute to put Portugal ahead. Spain tied the game before the Real Madrid man scored his third from just outside the box. In other matches, to correct an earlier misstatement, Iran beat Morocco. They didn't lose to them, 1-0, and Uruguay defeated Egypt 1-0. On Wall Street, stocks fell on fears of a trade war between the U.S. and China. I'm David Byrd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.